Okay, so what did we just see? He said, so now we have a question, because the Zohar seems to indicate that the Shekhinah came down with all the heavenly forces. So that seems to indicate that the Shekhinah appeared full force in Mitzrayim. So he said it could be that the Jewish people were given a holy part of Egypt. They were given the land of Goshen, which they kept holy. And that's why the Shekhinah could appear full force together with them. And he says this is really Hashem's answer to Yaakov's fear, because Yaakov's fear wasn't from the exile itself. His fear was when he realized they were going down to Egypt. He knew there was a decree that God had said, I will take you down, I will exile your children, Hashem had told Avram. But he had always thought it would be some other country. Now that he's discovering that the exile will be to Egypt, that's when Yaakov is exceptionally scared. And that's why Hashem has to promise him, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, because his fear was of Mitzrayim. His fear wasn't of the Golus itself. And Hashem told him, you should know the Shekhinah is going to be with you. And this concept of the Shekhinah being with us, he says, is also the concept of the holiness that the Jewish people did maintain in Mitzrayim, which was their faithfulness to their wives, that they weren't running around with the Egyptian women or with other people's wives. They maintained their faithfulness to the marriage. And Chazal tell us, Chazal say, there was only one girl in the Jewish people who lived with an Egyptian. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayehi ben ish mitzri. There was one man whose father was an Egyptian. So Chazal say, from here we see, there was only one man. Everyone else had a Jewish father and a Jewish mother. And everyone was faithful. All of the Jewish people were faithful. And that came from the fact that Yaakov stood up to Potiphar's wife. When he stood up to that test, he brought holiness into Mitzrayim. He changed the spiritual structure of Egypt. And that's what Hashem tells Yaakov. Yosef is the one that will cover your eyes. He's going to take care of you. Yosef took care of the Jewish people to make the potential for the Shekhinah to appear there. And that's what Hashem is promising Yaakov. Don't be scared of going down to Mitzrayim, for I will be with you. And then the Netivot Shalom concluded with the message that we could each take from this. He says, really, whenever we speak about Galut, there's a concept of Galut for the general, the galut for the mass, the masses, the galut of the Jewish people. And then there's galut of the individual. And the Baal Shem Tov taught us this concept that David HaMelech says to Hashem, Koval nafshi, Hashem come close to my soul, Ge'ala, redeem my soul. There's a concept of Ge'ula for the individual, a redemption for each person, and each person has his own galut. And he says that when we say Hashem is with the Jewish people wherever they go to exile, that's the Jewish people at large, and that's the Jew as an individual. And when Hashem promised Yaakov, Anochi eredi mecha Mitzrayima, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, the word Mitzrayim, he already taught us, can mean the land Egypt, or the word Mitzrayim could mean the situation of duress, from the word sorrow. Mitzrayim comes from the word tsar. Mitzrayim, the place which is tsar, the place which is a place of affliction. So when any individual is in a situation of affliction, then this promise applies that Hashem says, I will be with you in your state of affliction. And the conclusion of that sentence is, Hashem says, V'anochi alcha gamalo, and I will elevate you and elevate you. So that's the conclusion for every individual. Hashem says, there's an individual galut, I'll be with you there. And I will elevate you, the individual, and continue elevating you. Yeah?